There was a setback today for the International Criminal Court, the ICC's first case of crimes against humanity leveled against a sitting head of state, ended with the prosecutor dropping all charges. Those charges were against Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. The case was supposed to show that even the highest office confers no immunity from war crimes. NPR's Gregory Warner reports on what went wrong.
In the end, it came down to evidence. The prosecution had asked for the president's personal phone and bank records. It said that they would show he had a role in instigating and funding some of Kenya's deadly ethnic violence 7 years ago. But the government of Kenya did not turn over those records. The court, though it found Kenya non-compliant, could not make them comply. Wally Mumati of Kenyan NGO Mars Group Kenya says the judges in The Hague faced an unusually powerful defendant.
He's not your typical war criminal.
Uhuru Kenyatta is a member of one of Africa's wealthiest and most influential families. He hired a crack legal defense team, and outside the court proved adept at using the Kenyan media and diplomatic meetings to exploit growing anti-Western sentiment in what used to be one of the most reliably pro-Western corners of the world.